Okay, this is Monday, February 21st. The shiur is not allowed to be recorded. Please do not publicize this. We're very not careful with what we say. This is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And we are at the two dots smack in the middle of the page. And we learned last night, we finished off with Mila Besela Mashtuka. Betrain, which is just a nice way of saying shut up. Okay, so that was last night's last un-PC, non-recordable idea. Okay, here we are. We're at Kara Alpeh, which is a quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah by heart, lo yatza. Mnolan, how do you know that you have to read it inside? Amar Rava, Asher Zechira Zechira, Ksivha Chavayam Melen Ezkarim. It says in the Megillah, Hayamim Melen Ezkarim, Uksivha Sam Ksav Zos Zikaron Basefer. Now we learned before, we used this pasuk Ksav Zos Zikaron Basefer, when Esther said, Kavuni Kizvuni Lidoros. So the Chachamim said to her back, but it only says Ksav Zos Zikaron Basefer. And we ended up proving that you can have three or four times, but one of them is a reference to the Megillah to be written down. So now the Gemara says, Mala Halan B'Sefer, Afkan B'Sefer.
The Halan is by Amalek.
Mala Halan by Ksov Zos.
By Amalek.
That the Zikaron of Amalek should be done from a Sefer. So too, by us, when it says, V'ayamim O'elan is Karim and Asam, it should be done from a Sefer. And as she mentioned, this is actually the Makar for reading Parsha Zachar, that Parsha Zachar is Daraisa.
I looked it up, by the way. It's the Rajva that holds all Dalat Parshios or Daraisa.
All Dalat Parshios.
Yes, Rajva.
Uh-huh. Okay. And why don't we pass them like that?
There's no Paradum Mizmanazah.
There's no Paradum Mizmanazah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Umimai Dahai Zechira Kriyahi. And who said that that Zechira of Amalek is actual reading? Dilma Ian Ba'alma. Maybe it's just thinking about it. So he actually brings down here on the bottom, and even if it is just mentioning it or thinking about it in your head, it still seems to be that you need a Sefer. So the Hekesh to us that you still need to read it from a Sefer should still exist. And he doesn't know, says doesn't know the answer. Okay, lo sakadaitach. Tichsiv zachar yachob leiv. It says zachar is asher zachar malek mitachas shemayim. Then it says lo sishkach. So the first zachar could be believed truly, but then it says kishomer lo sishkach lo tishkach hare shichas leiv amor. We already said zachar. So now that it says lo tishkach, that must be hamani mekayim zachar bepeh. Lo tishkach is saying don't forget, that's belave. So what is zachar coming to tell you? Bepeh. Once we know Amalek's bepeh, so too ayamim ma'elin is karim and asim. There's a hekesh zachira also bepeh. Bepeh mitocha sefer. Bepeh mitocha sefer.
He's here.
Okay. Kara Targum Lo Yatza. Hechidami. What does it mean, Kara Targum Lo Yatza? What does it mean to read the Megillah from Targum? Hechidami. Ile Medechsiva Mikra. The Kara Targum. If it's written in Lashon Kodesh, and you're reading it and translating it in your head and then saying out the translation, Hainu Al Peh. That's Baal Peh, because it doesn't. You're not reading what it says. Lo tricha, dechsiva targum akar lo targum. No, truly it's written in targum, and you're reading it in targum. Lo yatza. Okay, but the Mishnah continues. Abel karen el soli lo azos belaz. And the end of the Mishnah says. Sorry. Valo e shoshama ashuris yatza. karatagam b'chalosh and lo yata aval karnal to lozos b'laz v'aloish shamah shiris yata. Okay. Karnal to lozos b'laz v'amrit kara b'chalosh and lo yata. But you just said in the Mishnah karatagam b'chalosh and lo yata, so how could it be lo azos b'laz yata? You just said any language except lashon hara doesn't work. Rav Ushmuel, the Amri Tavayu Belaz Yivani. This is going according to Rav and Shmuel, and they hold that this, when we say this in the Mishnah, which allows you to read from a Laaz, a Loaz, a foreign language, that is only going according to Laz Yivani and not any other language. So we already had a Mishnah, right, that told us that Korin as a Megillah, that everything can, only the Megillah can be Embein Sfarim, this is Chesam Abeiz Elashar Sfarim Tuchtam Bol Cholashon Tfum Zuz Einar Lechaz Elashuris. That was the Mishnah on Yechasim Beis. So now Rav and Shmuel are saying that this Mishnah is with that Mishnah, that it could be Yevonis. Dafka Laz Yevani, like we just said in Yechasim Beis, and not any other language. Hechidami Ilema Dechsiv Asheris Kalei Yevonis. If it's written in Ashuris and Lashon Kodesh and Arawak Sav, and you're reading it out in Yevanis, that's the same thing as reading it Hainu Alpeh. That's again reading it by heart. Amar Abacha, Amar Abelazar, Sheksuva Belaz Yevanis. The Mishnah is, we're talking about a Megillah that was written in this Laz Yevanis. You're reading in Laz Yevanis, and that's it out, and that's good. And that's the only Lashon that you're allowed to read it in. Now, we're going to go off on a tangent now and say something else that Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Lezer said. Where do you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Aminu by the title of El, which I guess it's not Kodesh, right?
But the judges are called Elohim.
Okay. Right. So Shenemar Vayikra Lo El Elohei Yisrael. So this is right after Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach Vayikra Lo El Elohei Yisrael, that Yaakov put up a Mizbeach, and then it would seem like he called the Mizbeach something, but the Gemara is saying no, that was Vayikra Lo, Hashem was calling him something. If you want to say that it means that Yaakov called the Mizbeach El, which is what it sounds like, Vayatzev Sham Mizbeach, Vayikralo, and he called the Mizbeach El, Elokei Yisrael, Vayikralo Yaakov Miboile. The Gemara thinks, is saying, that Yaakov, the word Yaakov should have been in there if Yaakov was doing the calling, because there's no reason for Yaakov to be naming the Mizbeach. So if Yaakov is doing something that's out of character, so to speak, it should say Vayikra Lo Yaakov, and Yaakov called the Mizbeach something. Now that it says only Vayikra Lo, and he called him, who called who? Hashem called him. Vayikra Lo Li Yaakov El Umikara O El Elokei Yisrael. And who called Yaakov El? Elokei Yisrael Hashem. Okay. Meisvei.
Now, what does that even mean? It's Hashem calling Yaakov.
So, it's not.
He wants. You're saying it's a lesson of.
Well, I'll tell you something else. It's not. Eventually, Yaakov is called Yisrael. And that's later on. So, to say, in other words, Hashem is calling him something of this prince, noble, elevated status. So it exists later on when he calls him Yisrael. It's the same El. Okay? So to say that Hashem is giving him, is calling him by these character traits or saying that he has them is not foreign. Meisei. We just said before that Rav and Shmuel explained the Mishnah that we're talking about it Yevanis, Laz, Yevani, and Yevanis. The Gemara now has a problem with that. Kara Giptis, Ivris, Elamis, Madis, and Yevanis. If you read any of these languages, Lo Yatza. Okay?
It's a very good contradiction. Very clear.
But we just said that Rav and Shmuel are explaining that we're talking about our Mishnah is talking about Yevanis. But it says clearly, Kara, X blank, and Yevanis, Lo Yatza. So that okay, contradiction. Halodam ya elalaha. No. This is what it means. And this will explain what Rav and Shmuel meant. Giptis legiptim. Ivris la ivrim. Elamis la elamim. Yevanis la yevanim. That works. That's our Mishnah, Yatza. But if you read Giptis for someone that doesn't understand, or Ivris or Elamis or Mandis or Ivanis, then lo Yatza. If there's a difference between people that understand the language and don't, Yachi, Rabu Shmuel, Amai Mukmi Lal Masin Blaz Yevanis, like Mabacholaz, we just said that Giptis, Legiptim, works. So why does it have to daf could be Yevanis, it could be in any language? Elamas Nisin Kebraisa. The our Mishnah is like the Braisa that truly any language works, but as long as you understand that language. The Chiyitma de Rav Shmuel Ba'ama Itmar. And when Rav Shmuel said what they did, they didn't mean it dafka on our Mishnah, but they meant Stam. And they meant like this. Rav Shmuel Damri Tavai Laz Yivani Lakol Kosher. Rav Shmuel that are both paskening like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that Laz Yivani works for every sefer in every language. Bahaktani Yevanis la Yevanim in.
Even if you don't understand it.
We're about to get to that. Yeah. That Loitir Shi Kasu El Yevanis, that Yevanis, thank you, Tzvi, is the same as Hebrew, as Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh works even if you don't understand it. Yevanis also works even if you don't understand it. Okay, so that we had that pasuk of Yishkon ba'ahale Yefes Yaft Elokim liyefes v'yishkon ba'ahale Shem, and we learned from there Yafuso shel Yefes Yishkon ba'ahale Shem, which is Yevanis. So the answer to your question is that there's some, this was like a schar to Yefes. It's right after they cover up Noach.
But you don't find that you can dab.
So Knan gets a klala, Yefes gets a bracha, and Shem, of course, gets whatever.
You know, you can dab in Hebrew, even if you don't understand what you're saying.
You can.
Yeah, we can. That's how we pass them, how we hear them. You don't see that by Yevani. No one says that.
Okay, so we're going to see, he brings down later that the Yevanis has been corrupted.
Right, today's Yevanis. So today, Yevanis the back then,
right.
Okay, but let's say it was.
Then it would seem like...
Don't say you can daven in Yevani, even if you don't understand it. Whereas, as far as say,
well, I guess
you can read the Megillah in Yevani, even if you don't understand it. It's interesting.
Okay.
So obviously what you see from here is that the...
Well, Tfilah might be...
is limited.
Yeah. But tefillah might be different. Tefillah you need to understand.
You don't need to understand.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can answer that Yevanit is ad kan. You give it, you know, the free credit, ad kan.
You don't need to understand.
La halacha, you don't need to understand what you're davening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Vaktani Yevanis la Yevanim in... Yevanis, we mentioned the Braisa before, we said Yevanis works for Yevanim. giftis works for giftim, etc., etc. But that's not true according to what we're saying now. Tzvi just pointed out that Yevanis should work for anybody. Why is it Dafkali Yevanim? Yevanis Yevanim in Lukuli Amalo. It doesn't work for everyone else. In Huda Amakur, Mishim Gamliel. Rav and Shmuel are paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Does not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omer Av Sfarim Lo Etiru Sheikasu El Yevanis. That Rav. So they pasken like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Brisa is not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, if you don't pasken like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yevanis only works Yevanim. But Rav and Shmuel are paskening like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Yevanis works for everybody. If that's all Rav and Shmuel are trying to say, why don't they just say out halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Iamri halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Have amina ani milushar svarim. Oh, so now there's a problem like this. Megillah has an extra stringency, seemingly, because it says in the Megillah, Kichsavam v'chizmanam. And that seems to limit. So the Gemara says like this. If all Rav and Shmuel would say is Alacha Kirvin Shem Gamliel, which is Svarim b'chol Lashon, Svarim b'Yevanis, or in Ashuris. But if you don't understand them, so you would think that that's true for other Svarim, but not for the Megillah, because Megillah has the extra stringency of Kichsavam v'chizmanam, or Kichsavam v'chilshonam. What does it say? As they are written, which is they're written, supposed to be written like Lashon Kodesh. So therefore, Emalo Abel Megillah Dichsevel Kichsavam, you would think that Yevanis does not work. Kamash Balan, Rav and Shmuel teach us that Rav and Shmuel Gamliel's din was also said by Megillah. And then it comes out, according to Rav and Shmuel Gamliel, Lefi Rav and Shmuel, that Megillah works in Yevanis also, even if you don't understand it. V'halo Eiz, Emalo Kamash Balan, that it does work. If someone does not speak Lashon Kodesh, and he heard the Megillah in Lashon Kodesh, Yatza. Now the Gemara seems that just conceptually, the Gemara just said that Megillah has an extra stringency of needing to understand it. So if it has an extra stringency of needing to understand it, it shouldn't make a difference what language you're reading it in or not reading it in. You need to understand that language, even if that language is Lashon Kodesh. Okay? Which really makes sense, which is something that Gemara is going to get to later, but it's something important to understand now at the question stage, which is, if the point of reading the Megillah is to say over the story of Purim, then it's important that you understand what's going on. And that's the Gemara's problem, even at this point. Right, that makes sense. The Gemara is saying, if the whole point of Megillah laning is Pesu Menisa and to talk about, and that's why they gave, you know, made it part of the liturgy and the calendar, then how does it help if you don't understand what you're reading, even if it's in Lashon Kodesh? How can it work? You don't know what you're saying. So the Gemara's answer is like this. I'm not going to say it's a cop out, Chas v'Shalom, but the Gemara is saying that there are things that work even though you don't understand them. Okay, and the Gemara is assuming now that Nashim are not as learned as other people. If they didn't go to school and stuff like that, they would be illiterate. So Nashim and Amei Aretz obviously are fulfilling the mitzvah of Megillah when they go to Kriyas Megillah, even though they don't understand what they're reading. So too, as long as you're there, Even if you don't understand what you're reading, it works. Maskevla Ravina. Atuan, if that's what your answer is. Atuanan ha'achashturanim b'nei aramachim mi'adinan. No one understands these words anyways, and yet we're all Yotze. So it's not a question, it's not that it works, because it works just like by Nashim too. There are things that we don't understand either, and it works. So you don't have to come on to that women don't understand it, and that's why. It's even we don't understand every word. So the Gemara answers. So now the Gemara wants to say something completely different, and that's the Achashteranim b'nei Ramachim is just the proof that it can't be like Nashim. Elamitzas kriya upersimay nisa. The mitzvah is reading and the persume nisa, and that is going to be accomplished whether you understand every word or not. Even if you understand very little, by doing the kriya on the persume nisa, you're going to get the gist of it. Everyone's going to want to know what's going on, even if they don't understand. They're going to be translations or whatever it is. They'll know be'erach what's going on, and therefore the kriya and the persume nisa will work. Achanami. Therefore, those people that don't speak Lashon Kodesh, they're still being Yotze by it being read in Lashon Kodesh, Mitzvah Kriya Persume Nisa. Because the mitzvah is the Kriya and the Persume Nisa. So it's important now to understand that the extra stringency of Lashon Kodesh might exist by Megillah, but the stringency of knowing what you're reading doesn't exist, because the point is for the Persume Nisa and the Kriya to happen, and that's going to happen whether you understand every word or not. Okay, Kara Sirugin Yatsa. If you read it and in order, but starting and stopping. Lahavi Yadri Rabbanamai Sirugin. The Chachamim didn't know. I really don't understand. If anyone knows what these next few things are, please tell me, because I don't know what they are. But the Gemara is going to say that there are a bunch of things that the Chachamim didn't know what they meant, and then they overheard someone else saying it. So if they didn't know what it meant, it was clearly not part of the lexicon. And then someone else, was it a slang word? And they didn't speak the slang? They just... Clearly, someone knew what it meant because someone was using it. Okay. We'll have a yadur abana my sirugin. It says in the Mishnah, sirugin, and the Chachamim didn't know what sirugin meant. Shamuel amsad rei rabbi. They heard the maidservant of Rebbe. Why did Rebbe have a maidservant? Well, I'm just reminding you that Rebbe was very, very wealthy. And Rebbe, the Gemara relates that Rebbe picked up his fingers at the end of his life, on his deathbed, and he said, even though no fruit was ever not on my table, I still never had extra hana from this world, whatever that means. But just to understand what that means, I mean, today, in order to get a pineapple in this country with refrigerated trucks and everything else, it cost, I don't know, something like 100 shekel. When in Costco, it's still only $3.99. So even today, and they're like Nebi diseased pineapples. So Alachas Kama Vakama, in Rebbe's time, what a tremendous thing that was. There was always pineapple, there was always watermelon, there was always out of season fruit for him. But imagine the wealth that Rebbe lived with. So that Rebbe had a maidservant is something we should understand. It makes a lot of sense. He lived, I don't know, I guess Yerushalayim? I don't know, where did Rebbe live? Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. I don't know. Probably in Yerushalayim. Dr. Lin's like, let's go there. Yeah. Okay. So... they didn't know what Sirugin meant, but then they heard the lady the maidservant say to Kamu Rabbanan one day when he was giving shir, that all the chamim were coming in. You know how it is? I don't know if you used to go to your Rebbe's house on Friday nights. Like, it'd be like four boys walk in, and then three guys walk in, and then two guys walk in. So she says, every time she had to get up and open the door. Right? So they heard her, and they said, the Kamler Abana Davi, I live Paski Paski, Lebe Rabbi, Ad Matsay Atam Nechnas from Surugan, Surugan! What's with you guys? Can't you all come at the same time? And then they knew that it meant piecemeal. Piecemeal. Some and then another some. Okay. Well, how the other Rabban on my chaluglogos? They didn't know what chaluglogos meant. That's funny because we don't either, right?
What language are they translating?
So I don't understand. It seems like these words that were not used, but the Mishnah uses them. They're not in the Torah. But the Mishnayos, which were compiled by Rebbe, uses them. So maybe it wasn't in widespread use.
It
could have been any. Could have been any language. Yeah, we're gonna have to assume that the Arab knew what it meant. So it could be, you know. Shemuel Amso Rabbi Damrile Lahu Gavra Dava Kama Fader Parchini. So they didn't know what it meant. Then they saw this guy that they overheard her saying to a man that was spreading out purslane. I didn't know what purslane meant, so I googled it, and it's right here on my phone if anyone wants to see it. It's some sort of a weed. Purslane leaves and stems. Please pass it around.
I believe you. I think we all believe.
No, I don't know what it is. I just want.
A picture.
Yeah, there's a picture. It's a visual aid.
It's on vibrator.
Oh, that makes a difference. I don't take calls during shiur. Okay, so that's what it is. Purse lane. We'll have a yadir up on my salsala. Now this is weird because this is a pasuk already. Usiro mimeka. So the pasuk says salsala usirom mecca. Do something and then it will exalt you. You will become better because of it. So shamu alam to the rabbi davis amris lahu gaber dava hapach b'mazge. There was this guy that was doing this. Yeah. So she said to him. She said to him, "Ad masay at masalsul b'sarecha." So this woman was learned.
Involved, yeah.
She was learned. She was like, she was on the ball, and she was like, "Hey, you, what's with this? Come on, enough. Taking too much time by the mirror." Okay, so she says, "Until when are you playing with your hair?" And then they understood what Shlomo HaMelech meant to say was salsula. Go into it, you know, like you curl and delve and the thing. Get into it, do it again and again and again. Torah, Utsaroma Mecca, and then it will exalt you. So then the Salsala, they realized what it meant. Okay. We'll have the other Rebbe on my Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha. Now to Tehillim. David HaMelech says, cast upon Hashem your burden, Buhu Yichal Kalech, and he will take care of you. I was going with the Arab. There's a lot of Arabs that take care of stuff in the Gemara. There's also the Arab that showed him where Korach was in the Midbar. Yeah. So the Arabs apparently knew more than they know today. And this is not recordable. Okay. So this Taya, the Kadarina tuna, and the Arab said to someone that was schlepping a ton tuna, a burden, what are you doing? What are you schlepping? Take your stuff and put it on the camel. And then they knew that Hashlai Chalit is your burden, what you're schlepping. Whatever it is that you're schlepping, throw it on Hashem. That's what David Melech says. B'havayadi Rabbanan mai v'tatisahi v'tatiseha siha b'mitata. This is a matateh, by the way. This is where it comes from. A broom in today's language. V'tatiseha. Oh gosh, how do you read this? Okay, something's gonna happen with a matate of destruction. Now she's talking to her friend, and she says, "Shkule tatisa v'tati besa." She's also in charge. See, Ari? Hey, get the broom. Go clean up. So then they knew that it was, he's going to sweep them away with destruction. Tan Rabbanan, Kara Serugin. If you read it, stopping and starting, Yatza, it works. Serusin lo Yatza. But if you read it out of order, then it doesn't work. Rabbuna Aymen Rishim Rabbi Yehuda. Afpi Serugin. Im Shah Kadei Ligmaris Kula Choz L'Rosh. If you waited long enough to finish the whole Megillah, then it's also lo yatsa, and you have to start from the beginning. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Velacha Garbuna, we pass like Garbuna, Shamar Rabbi Shamar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, because, yeah, we pass like Garbuna, that if you wait long enough to finish the Megillah, you have to go back. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Kedei Ligmaras Kula, Mehecha Dukai L'Seifa, Odilma Mereisha L'Seifa. When Garbuna said long enough to finish, does that mean long enough to finish from where you're up to, or is it long enough to finish the whole Megillah? Now this makes clearly a huge nafkamina, right? If you're halfway through Megillah, you would have to wait half. If you were three quarters of the way through the Megillah and you only waited a quarter, you'd have to go back to the beginning. If you were one pasuk left with the Megillah and you waited one pasuk, you would have to go back to the Megillah. Is that what he means? Let's say Rugin. Or maybe it's a uniform amount, which is how long it takes to finish Megillah. How long would you say a uniform amount to finish Megillah was? 45 minutes. Okay. Yeah, but I think 45 minutes would be fair. Amalei Mirish L'Seifa. So he says no, Taka. It has to be as long as it is to finish the Megillah. Because if not, there is no shear for it, and you're never going to know if a person really has to go back or not, because for one person it'll be 20 minutes and 15 minutes, and you're not saying, you're not giving a real shear. You need to give a shear for how long something is, and that's not a shear. It could be one pasuk if you only have one pasuk left. Besura masnuachi, the papadisa masnuachi, Amrav Kana Amrav, Alacha Gemuna, Shmuel Amar and Alacha Gemuna. The only difference between Pumpadisa and Sura is, did Rav Kahana say it in the name of Rav, or did Reb Yirmiya Bar Abba say it in the name of Rav? But both, according to Pumpadisa and Sura, they paskin like Rabuna. Halacha Kerbuna. Now the Gemara mixes it up. Rav Bibi Masni Ipcha. He says, no, it's the opposite. It's not that Rav, someone says in the name of Rav, but basically Rav says that we pass him like Rav Muna, and Shmuel holds Ein Halacha Kerbuna. But the opposite. Rav Amar Ein Halacha Kerbuna. U Shmuel Amar Halacha Kerbuna. So now we have a machlokas. Did Rav say Halacha Kerbuna, or did Shmuel say Halacha Kerbuna? I'm Rav Yosef, Nekot Rav Bibi V'yadcha. He'd rather say, he says it makes more sense that Shmuel is paskening that Halacha Kerbuna. Why? Okay, now just rewind for 1 second. Reb Muna holds what? Lechumra. Ramuna is Lechumra in a case of Sirugin. Because without Ramuna. No, Sirusin's not kosher.
Back to Sirugin.
One more time. Sirusin Layatza. Sirugin means you can stop and start. Without Ramuna, you can stop forever. And then as long as you start again. But Ramuna says you can only stop as long as it would take you to finish the whole Megillah. So that's a Chumrah. Shmuel, we say now, Rav Bibi Masni Ipcha, that Rav says we don't pass like Ramuna, meaning there's no Chumrah involved. Shmuel says there is a Chumrah. Rav Yosef says Rav Bibi makes more sense. Nekot Rav Bibi Yadcha to Shmuel who dechayish lichida'a. Because Shmuel is the one that classically is paskins like the Chumrah. If the Chumrah is, not if, I'm sorry. We paskin the Chumrah when there's a Das Yachid. In other words, usually we don't paskin like a Das Yachid. But if there's a Das Yachid and it's the Chumrah, then we paskin like that. That's what Shmuel holds. So if Shmuel holds that, it makes more sense that Shmuel is the one that's paskining halacha k'rabmuna. And if you have a way that you're not sure if Rav said like this or Shmuel said like that, it makes more sense that Shmuel would have said that the Das Yachid l'chumra is halacha. Why? Disnan. Shomeres Yavim Shekidish Av Achiv Esachosa Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Amru Amrim Lo Hamtein Ad Sheyasa Achicha Gado Maise Amr Shmuel Lachok Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. Okay, so very quickly, let's do this like this. Reuven is brothers with Shimon Levi and Yehuda. Okay? So now Reuven dies. Reuven's wife is now a Shomeres Yavim. Meaning, she has to have either Chalitza or Yibum to Shimon Levi or Yehuda. Now, until she has either Yibum or Chalitza, she is called a Shomeres Yavam, which means that there's a Zika, there's a connection between her and the brothers that has to be severed or consummated. That Zika, that connection, as long as she's in that limbo stage where there's a connection, but it has to either be severed or consummated. What's going on with me? Then she's a Shomeres Yavam. She's waiting for the Yavam to come. So now, the question is like this. Does that Zika, does that connection do this? And exist between Shimon Levi Yehuda until one of them severs it, or is it only to Shimon because he's next in line, and Levi and Yehuda don't have any connection to her at all? And then the problem is like this: she's now a Shomeres Yavam. Her brother, her sister, now gets engaged with Kiddushin to one of the other brothers. If she has a Zika to everybody, that connection will prohibit him marrying her brother because of the lav of Lo Sikach Litzror Achosa, which means that a person, as long as one woman is alive and you're married to her, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So now, if Yehuda has a connection, even though it's really Shimon's job, Yehuda cannot then create a connection to her sister because of the lav of Lo Sikach Litzra Achosa. Because he has a connection with her. He's not allowed to have a connection with her and with her sister at the same time. That's an Isser. Okay? So now, the Gemara says like this: Shomeres Yavam Shekidish Achav Esachosa, a Shomeres Yavam that Yehuda went and did kiddushin in the sister. Bishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser Amru Omrim lo hamtein ad shi'asa achicha gadol ma'isa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser says we tell him to wait. Wait until the zika is either severed or consummated with one of the other brothers, and then you can go ahead and do what you want. But according not to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser, there's no zika between Yehuda and the Shomeris Yavam because it's Shimon's job. So he's free to go marry the sister. So is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser a chumrah or a kula? A chumrah, because the chachamim say there's no zika. Go marry whoever you want. You're not connected to her. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser says, no, we have to be machmir that there's a zika, and don't go marry the sister until you've finished with that zika, with that connection. And then Shmuel comes along and says, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser. You see, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser is a das yachid, but he's a machmir against the chachamim. And still, Shmuel paskins like them. It makes sense as well that Shmuel is paskins like Reb Muna against the Chachamim when there is a chumrah of Karas Sirugin, but you cannot wait longer than all of the Megillah. That's it. That's the end of that piece. Tana Rabbanan, Hishmet Ba Sofer, Osios, Opsukin. If there were letters or psukim missing from your Megillah, the Karan HaKore Kimetur Begaman Amatargim Yatsa. So now you get to the pasuk, right? Ish Yehudi Hayah B'Shushan Habira, and it doesn't say Habira, and you know it's supposed to say that, and you're reading the Megillah, so you read Ish Yehudi Hayah B'Shushan Habira. Or it says La'yuhud Ma'isaora, and there's no Simcha V'Sosam Yikar, but you know that from Abdullah, so you're able to read it. So now that works. What is Kimitur Gaman Hamatar game? That in Shul used to be that someone would read out the Kriyas Torah, but they would read it al peh. They would have to read it by heart. They didn't have it in front of them. The person would be leaning, and they would be leaning. They would be translating what he's saying by heart. Okay? Apparently all shoes back then were conservative.
Very interesting that Targum was the language of the people.
I know.
So there's a bit of a kasha here. Karo Targum Layatza. What that's the vernacular?
So that's the Gemara's answer. Kichsavam. Kichsavam. You have this added stringency. That's exactly why it doesn't work, because there's an added stringency.
But didn't we say, make an extreme example, the Megillah is written in Chinese, you read in Chinese for Chinese people, you didn't say that?
We did say that.
And then we possible Targum was one of those possible languages. We see over here, exactly over here, that Targum was spoken Aramaic.
So then,
I think we have a kasha.
No, so Kara Targum is if the people don't understand Targum.
Right. Here we see what I understood from the previous Gemara.
That it was even if it was in Targum.
If it's written in Targum, it's read in Targum, if people understand Targum, you're Yotzei.
Right.
You're not Yotzei. No,
you're still not Yotzei?
I understood previously that you're not Yotzei.
Okay, we'll have to go back to that. Okay.
That's why I think I got shot. I don't know.
But here we see the bottom line is here, we're talking about a different case. We're talking about here that the words were simply not there, but you read them out. Because you know it. What does it mean, you know it? Like the Meturgamon knows what he's supposed to be saying, even though it's not written in front of him. So too, the Balkore knows what it's supposed to say, he reads it. Which means by heart. So the Gemara says that works.
This isn't the guy. Is he reading from the Megillah?
Yeah.
The guy Meturgamon is reading from the
Megillah. No, we're not talking about the Meturgamon. We're giving an example. The same way the Meturgamon doesn't have the written in front of him, and he knows what it says. He reads it out, so to the Balkore knows what it's supposed to say, even though those words are missing.
How much can be missing?
A few letters, a few psukim. We're going to get to it. Mesve, hayuba osios mitushtashos omikuraos imrishuma nikar kshira. Vim la psula. But this Mishnah says, if the words were blurred or mostly gone, the only way it's kosher is if at least the outline is there. There's something there that you can make up the word, as long as you know what the word would say. But there has to be something. So how could it be kosher if there's nothing there, if now you see you need at least the outline? Which is it? Do you need an outline? Do you need something? Or do you? Or does it even work if it's nothing? So my answer is your answer.
If something's missing, you can fill in the gap. If something's written, you could read it wrong.
Okay, well, the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara says like this. Lokasha, habakula habamiksasa. When the whole Megillah is blurry, the whole Megillah is messed up, then it's puzzle. If, unless Rishuman Nikar, unless you can make out, knowing what it's supposed to say, you can make it out. Not necessarily because you know it by heart, because even if you don't know it by heart, you can make it out. So if the whole thing is blurry, as long as Rishuman Nikar, it's kosher. But if the whole thing is perfect, there's just some words missing completely, that's kosher. But not because you need Rishuman Nikar. You need Rishuman Nikar if it's the whole Megillah. If it's just a letter or two or a pasuk or two, then you're fine, even if it doesn't say them at all. He does have to say it by heart, but that's not called saying it by heart, because it's only a word or two or a pasuk or two. Okay? You're asking a different question. You're asking, so why isn't that called kara al peh, which we just said was pasul? So it's not called kara al peh when you have rov of Megillah that you're reading from. Turn on. Hishmid ba kare pasuk echad. Let's say he left off one pasuk. Well, yomar eker es kula. Don't say, okay, I'll go to the end and then I'll just say that one pasuk. V'achar kach ekra oso pasuk. Ela krore oso me oso pasuk ve'elach. No, go back to that pasuk and read straight. Okay, what's the problem with this? How could you think that you could finish the whole Megillah and then read that pasuk? That's Serusin or Kore Lamafreya. So what is, okay? So Kamash Milan, that this is what the Gemara meant. Limafreya means, okay, in other words, you should read 1, 2, 3, 4. If you read 1, 3, 4, 2, that's Limafreya. That's Serusin. But if you read, if you read 2, 3, 4, 1, and then you're done, that's not Limafreya, because that's not back and forth. You understand what I'm saying?
Because you're ending with the,
because you didn't, because the pasuk that you read is out of order. But not that you read the Megillah out of order. You read the Megillah in the right order with one pasuk at the end that wasn't supposed to be there. But out of order means, imagine if you were like calling your kids, right? So you wouldn't see that someone was out of order unless you did an older one, a younger one, and then an older one again. If you did the whole family, and then you did one of the kids that are not last, it could be that child was late or something else. But you're not doing it because that's out of order. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Could you do 1, 3, 4, 2?
1, 3, 4, 2. Is exactly what the Gemara is talking about now.
I would be okay.
That would be okay. Not okay, but the Gemara is trying to establish that that's not okay. Because you don't see, that's not out of order. You did it. 1, 3 is after 1. It's always after 1. 4 is after 3. you don't see that 2 is out of order unless you would read 1, 3, 4, 2, 5. That's Lemafreya. Okay? So the Gemara says, Hishpid Bakara, but even so, the Gemara says, don't do it that way. Don't leave one pasuk to the end, but if you have to go back to that pasuk, and then finish from there.
So you're saying if you did 2, 3, 4, and then went to 1, you'd have to start all the way from the beginning again, or just finish 1?
No. The thing is like this. Let's say you did 1, 2, and now you messed up with 3, and you're up to 5. So now go back to 3 and read 3, 4, and 5. Don't just read 3 now. Elakora may also possibly elach, nitnas basic nes. And the same thing like this. Okay? Matza tzibur shakar uchatzia. Let's say you came to shul late and they read the first half already. So you're there for the second half. So now you're thinking, oh, that's fine. I'll just wait for the ladies reading and I'll leave after the first half because I heard the second half. And that's not out of order. It's the halves. You read the whole thing in order at the end and the whole thing in order at the beginning. No. No, you have to read it in its proper order from beginning to end. What does it mean, misnamnim? Amaravashi, nim v'olonim. Up, not up. Dozing. Tear, v'lo tear. Falling asleep. There and not there. What?
Nim v'olonim means dozing.
Yeah.
Awake
and not. Okay, so are you more asleep or are you more up? So the Gemara says, Dekari leva ani. If you call him, he'll answer you. Right? We all had this in cheer in high school, right? Rafal! Yeah! Right there, right here. I know the place. Right? Dekari leva ani. V'lo yada la dure svara. But then the Rebbe says, yeah, really? Well, just what was the last thing I said? How did that fit in? And then you're lost. Because even if you know the place, you certainly can't, you know, you haven't been following. That's a different thing. V'lo yada la dure svara. You don't know to give the reasoning back. V'chimid kerulei midka. But if you would are reminded of it, then you remember. Which is, I had a Rebbe in 10th grade, and he used to say to me, the kiyashir was after lunch, and we were in this basement room without air conditioning. So a whole winter, basically, was much too hot in that room, and damp. So basically, after lunch, and you come back and think, you are sleeping, mamish. Not even like sort of awake, you're sleeping. We used to get Bekiah here. You know, I used to get Bekiah says back. My Rebbe used to write on them, great laning. You know, no, he knew that I didn't know it, but I made a good laning on it at the time we had open Gemara. So he was saying like, oh, you did a great job. So then one time he wrote to me, if you made it as good a laning the first time around, you know, so it's the same thing. So for me, when I was learning it the first time for the test, it wasn't really the first time because I heard it. You know, I was dozing
subconsciously
by osmosis. But that's the same thing. In other words, it wasn't completely new for me. But when you're reminded of it, you see it, then you know, you remember that you heard it. If you're thinking of the pasuk by hebi me'achashverosh and then writing it, what that still doesn't work because it's still by heart. What are you doing? You're thinking, oh, by hebi me'achashverosh. Okay, by hebi me'achashverosh. Oh, by hebi me'achashverosh. But it's by heart because it's all in your head. No, you're writing it pasuk by pasuk, and then you read it. Umiyatsa, how does that help? Oh, so the Gemara says, oh, he writes by Yibim Yachashverosh, then he reads it.
Even though the remaining part of the
Megillah is not there, at least you're reading it from a pasuk. lo yat umiyatza va amar b'chal ba amar b'chama bar guria amar avalach k'divrei amar kula va afilu mandar amar ish yehudi tzricha sheitei k'suva kula. We paskin that you need a Megillah that's written, completely written in front of you. So how could it work? Vayivim Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh, then the next pasuk, and then the next pasuk. You're never reading from a full Megillah, and you need to. El de Mancha Megillah Kameh. There's another Megillah kosher open in front of him. The Kari Leminei Psuka Psuka. You're reading pasuk by pasuk. Because of law. And then you're writing it, each pasuk. Lema Messiah Le, the Rabbi Barachana. Okay, so there's a different halacha that says like this. You're not allowed to write, for instance, the Sefer Torah, unless you have another Sefer Torah or Tikkun. This is why it's called Tikkun. Okay? Open in front of you. So if you ever saw someone writing a Sefer Torah, he has one open in front of him, and then he's writing from that. So now the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from here that that's the halacha, because what did we just say? Vayivim Achashverosh doesn't work because you need another Megillah open in front of you. And the whole case that we're talking about is when there was a Megillah open in front of you, why would a person have a Megillah open in front of them? LMI, you have to have a Megillah open in front of you in order to write another Megillah. Must be that that's the halacha, that you have to have one open in front of you. So, we're almost there. 2 minutes. So the Gemara says, no, it's just possible that it happened to be that it was that way, but not that you have to. Dilma, Tzrami Le Meshrum Miye. It happened to be that there was an open, but you don't have to. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Abachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Asher Luchta V'Azach, Asher Lom Natsav. Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Shimon Belazar, Meisvei Reb Meir, Shalach La'Iver. La'aber Shana ba'Asya. He went to Asya to be ma'aber the Shana. In other words, to tell them that it was an Ibriyar. And there was no Megillah there. Now it's Purim. He asked, what can he do? Kaso milibo. He wrote the whole Megillah out by heart. Vikara.
And he read it.
And he read it from that Megillah. Amar Rabbavo. Shani Rabbeir. Oh, so how can he do that? He asked to have one open in front of him. And he didn't because there was no Megillah there. Reb Meir is different. Reb Meir had it written on the insides of his eyelashes. In other words, it was like the whole Torah was out in front of him. Of course, for him, it was as if it was there. You see that this is what it's talking about, that the whole Torah was Mitzudar in front of him, and that's how it worked. Veinenu v'afilu hachim yusharin in etzel Reb Meir. So for Reb Meir it worked only because it was completely written out in front of him. Rav Chizda Ashkechel Rav Chananel davakosu sarim shalom neksav amalei ru'yu kolatura kula lichtav apicha elkach amur chum asu lichtav asacha shalom neksav midikama kolatura kula ru'yu shetikosav apicha Mechlaldi Misharnein Etzlo Baharab Meir Kosav Shasad Chak Shani. So the Gemara says that Reb Meir was allowed to do it, not really allowed to do it. Really, you're not allowed to do it. But Reb Meir had to do it because there was nothing, he had no other choice. But really, even if it's Miyusharin Ein Etzlo, like they're written on your eyelids, it's still, you need another one open in front of you. Shasak Adchak Shani Abaya Shara Ledvei Bechamer Ledvei Barchabu Limichta Tzul Mitzvah Shalom Raksav Kiman Ki Haitana Detanya Reb Yirmi Amar Mishar Medo Tzul Mitzvah Nukhtav Tzul Mitzvah Raksav Vein Tzirchah Sirtut Vilchasa Tzfilin Ein Tzirchah Sirtut Mitzvah Tzirchah Sirtut Ida Ve'ida Nukhtav Shalom Raksav My time on Migras Gerisin, because we all know it. So the Gemara now at the end basically says that tefillin and mezuzah, which are also short, and everyone knows you don't need minaksav, and they also don't need sirtut. What's the point of bringing that they don't need sirtut? The point is they're not on the same madrega as the Sefer Torah. So So therefore, they don't have to be done with another one open in front of you. L'maisa, we paskin, by the way, that you do need everything open in front of you. There it is.